I love a golden retriever energy.
Give me your number so I can invite you to my party.
Slutty.
What do you think?
I agree.
People live there.
I think you should do it, girl.
What do you have to lose?
Fortune favors the bold. We love Corinna Fulgari.
Oh, don't even get me started on Corinna.
Let's call him Dr. McSteamy, ooh, who is seriously hot.
Ten seconds. I feel like we might be live. This is very high today.
Safe. Oh, yeah. I kind of raised you up. I raised up your mic stand.
A posture test.
For a second, I thought you were about to break into Christian songs.
Raise you up?
For some reason, raise you up made me think of some Christian song.
To heaven?
Yeah. Isn't that like the line of a Christmas or a Christian song?
Christmas song.
That too.
Have you seen the movie Raise Your Voice?
Of course.
I've never seen that. What is it?
Oh, my God. Like, the best movie ever. Adam is very emotional. You would cry throughout the entire movie, I think, if you watched that.
I was sobbing
so good
at this TikTok last night, and I was like, Colby, have you seen this TikTok before? It's this little girl. I'm gonna get like emotional talking about it. She is in high school, I guess, and she was talking about her homecoming dress, and now she's had the same homecoming dress every single year.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this?
Yes, I've seen it, and I've seen all the girls who are giving her their dresses.
Oh.
Yeah,
TikTok has come together.
But anyways, if you haven't seen this, it's basically this girl and she's in high school and she went to homecoming freshman year and she had this dress that her and her mom like found from some vintage store or something like that, and it has a bow on the back, and she got severely bullied because of the bow on the back from her cheerleading team,
which is so fucked up because like a bow on the back is iconic.
It was a pretty dress, honestly. I liked it, and I would tell her if I hated it, honestly.
A lot of wedding dresses these days have a big old bow on the back.
Well, she had a big old bow and it was a really cute dress, and anyway, she said that she has the same dress every year, not because she can't get another dress, but because she never wants to go to homecoming, and then it comes up last minute, and then somebody like forces her to go or something, or she didn't go sophomore or junior year, or maybe she did, she got forced by her leadership team or something like that, because I think she does leadership for school. What's it called?
We did leadership.
Yeah, what is it called again?
I think it's called leadership.
Oh, it was just called leadership.
We had like student government.
Yeah, like I thought it had like a name or something.
No, we had like
student government.
We didn't have, well, yeah, we had that, but we also just had leadership class.
Weren't you most likely to be successful?
Yeah. No. Most likely to be famous.
Oh, okay, great.
I think. Was I most likely to be successful?
I was most likely to be successful and most likely to marry into money, and they put me as most likely to marry into money and then gave most likely to be successful to someone else.
Wow, those are kind of ruthless superlatives.
I think I was most likely to be famous because towards the end, that was when my YouTube channel was beginning.
Yes.
Was in its humble beginnings.
Yes. Colby, what were you?
I got most likely to marry for looks.
You were most likely to marry for looks?
Yeah.
Wait, I feel like ours are kind of similar.
Me and one of my guy best friends. I think it used to be like something else and then they changed it. But whatever. Our yearbook, every year it had a theme. In the year that ours came out, or like my senior year, it was movie themed, so all the superlatives also had like the nominees, like what you were ranked as, because you could only win one thing.
Nominees, so like they would put other people's names like next to it.
So it's like the people that won and then the nominees.
So you mean the people that lost were there too?
Yeah.
Or like the runner ups.
Well, yeah, the runner ups, because it was only like the top like three people.
I loved mine. I remember the photo shoot for it, and I just happened to have like a shit ton of cash in my wallet, and so it was me and I think Sam Giordano.
We gotta dig up these photos. I still have the yearbook somewhere.
Me and one of my guy best friends won most likely to marry for looks, and our photo is him proposing to me in the yearbook.
Wait, my photo is literally me proposing to Sam, and I also just happened to have a ton of cash in my wallet that day, and so we like fanned all of the $20 bills that I had in my wallet outside of my quarter zip. So it was literally just a picture of me with dollar bills like flowing out of my quarter zip. It was very funny.
Oh my God, I'm having a memory. I was not most likely to be famous. I was most likely to be remembered.
Oh, that's a good one.
Well, I was thinking because I'm like, who did I stand next to? And the guy that I stood next to, I believe, just got married.
Is he memorable?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he was like the coolest guy in school.
Right, I remember.
And I remember like shitting myself getting these photos taken.
Take a picture with them?
Yes, because I'm like, does he even know who I am? Like, literally, I don't think he knows who I am.
Something really funny about that I was thinking of the other day is the person that he just married was like my best friend in middle and high school.
Yeah.
And they obviously just got married and they've been together for like 15 years. And I remember being on the school bus in middle school and her like texting this guy that you're talking about and being like, oh, I don't know if he has a crush on me. Like, I wonder if he likes me, all this stuff. And then he like asked her on a date the next week.
And now they're married.
And now they're married. And it's like 15 years later. And I was like, I can't believe I just had that flashback memory of her and I sitting together on the bus and then him texting
her. Did you take a bus to school every day?
I did.
Sometimes. My dad was like a very hands-on dad, so he used to drive us a lot.
I don't think we even had an option to take a bus.
To middle school?
No.
Wait, did we take the bus to high school too? I think like the first year.
Yeah, we took the bus to high school.
The people that came, so there's like another tiny town close to mine, and their school district for public schools only goes up to 6th grade. And so come 7th grade, they come to our schools.
Interesting.
And so like for the rest of middle school and then all of high school, we have kids from this other town in our school, and they obviously take the bus. And then kids from Boston would come too, and they would take the bus. But the kids in town, I don't think they had buses for us.
The bus used to stress me out.
What's happening?
Oh, they're wheeling our trash bins out for the day.
Is that what they're doing? Yeah. I was like, what is going on out there?
They're either wheeling them back in. What's today? Tuesday?
Tuesday. Yeah.
They're wheeling them back in. Trash day's on Monday.
Ours is on Monday, too.
Wait, Colby and I have had this whole thing, though, like where our trash thing does not make any sense. Like, they weren't out last night, right?
Yeah. I mean, I got home at 8:30, like, ready to bring the trash out because it says after 8 o'clock the bins are out, but they weren't out last night.
Yeah, so now we just have like a shit ton of trash outside of our front door. Very annoying.
That's just how the cookie crumbles.
Okay. All right.
The cookie crumbles.
Right on.
Well, did you think it was my neighbor? Is that why you were like?
I thought it was like a suitcase.
I was like, I need to be quiet.
Adam just perked up because he thought it was my upstairs neighbor.
Katie's upstairs neighbor.
Coming in for the day.
We could have invited him in.
I don't think he's ever... Well, no, he has been in here, like, very briefly on our move-in day.
And on the day where I met him. Kinda. When I was in the hallway.
He was not inside the door.
I was, like, exiting.
And you were leaving. He was in the hall.
Yes.
But, wow.
That's that. That's
just,
that,
just neighbor things. Well, I think we do the intro. I think we get into the thick of it.
Welcome back to another episode. Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
We're doing the intro quite early today.
I know. I'm really proud of us.
We're not even at 10 minutes and we're already doing the intro. And that's on growth. Welcome back to another episode of Match Me in Manhattan with Katie Colby and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Pretty darn good, except for I left my coffee on the table. I need to get it.
I'll hand it to you.
Thank you.
I was telling Katie's drinking her coffee out of the cutest little glass I've ever seen in my entire life.
I love those Anthro glasses.
The Anthropology juice glasses.
It's also kind of like a mug handle almost.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, there's little pumpkins on it, and they're 3D, and so they kind of are, like, aligned in the perfect places for my fingers to rest.
Yeah, it's these little, like, blown glass pumpkins.
So my fingers are resting while I drink my coffee.
Kathy, what color are we wearing on our nails today?
I just got them. Colby helped me choose a color. Burgundy.
Burgundy.
Well, I did sit down, and I was gonna go rogue. I was gonna do, like, a French manicure, which I haven't done in, like, a decade. But I do love the look of a French manicure. And I was about to like say, because she asked me, she's like, are you going to go like dark or light?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it was like, I think she was just curious because I hadn't chosen yet.
Yeah.
And I get really stressed out at the nail salon when they don't give me the choices because I do the gel. So I can't go to like the wall and look at they have the books that they give you. And I get stressed out when they like just fire away on my nails and take my hands before I can choose a color.
Yeah.
Because then I'm just like in my thoughts, like, oh my God, I don't even know what color I want. And I get stressed out.
I imagine choosing a color is also probably a stressful experience.
It is, because you have that for like several weeks, you know?
Yeah,
it's like, I gotta live with this. And if you choose a really bad color, like the remorse of that, you have to look at it every day.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever. I do too.
But she asked me, she's like, are you gonna go light or dark? And I was like, and I hesitated for a second. She goes, you're going dark. she told me what to do. She was like, you're going dark. All the girls are going dark these days.
Oh.
She told me that.
Spicy.
She
that
said,
time.
Tis the season. And I chose this color. And like, I love this lady. She like always does my nails and she's like sassy. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. Dashing Divas, if you guys need a place in the city, in Chelsea, they're the best. But she looks at me and she goes, all the girls choose that shade. I was like,
is it got the blues for red?
There's no titles in the book. Oh. There's only numbers. I only know the numbers unless they like let me look at the bottle and then I can see. But
it's a good color on you.
It's like a burgundy.
It looks like that. It's got the blues for red OPI.
How do you know this?
Because I've been getting my nails done for about 20 years.
There's certain shades that every girl knows. Every girl knows Big Apple Red.
Yeah.
Every girl knows Linkin Park After Dark.
Linkin Park After Dark on my toes right now.
Linkin Park After Dark is a color that everyone knows.
The only one I know is Funny Bunny.
Funny Bunny, yes.
Funny Bunny. Ballet Slippers.
Bubble Bath.
I also really like Topless Beach by OPI.
Oh. I really used to love Essie Clam Bake.
I used to love Essie, or no, OPI Cajun Shrimp. I still do like that
one.
What
are these names?
Okay, you know what's really crazy? This girl that I went to summer camp with, her dad owns OPI. And so we were like...
Wait, what is OPI?
The nail polish.
It's a nail brand.
A nail polish brand.
Oh, okay.
And... that whole summer, we would always just like rattle off names you could name nail polishes. And I wonder if any of them ever came to fruition.
What were you naming them?
I don't know, probably just like random things.
I mean, usually they're a play on words.
Yeah. Mm.
Like topless on
topless
the beach.
Topless beach. Yeah.
Oh, like topless beach. On the beach.
Yeah. Good work. You really put that together.
Thanks.
You really put do and do together.
There's another OPI struggling. Color that's like, let me buy you a drink, but it's spelled like, the bayou, not like buy you a drink.
Interesting.
Yeah, that one's cute.
Is it blue?
Mm-mm. It's like white, but a little shimmery.
Oh, that's not what I would think of when thinking of the bayou. Not that I know much about the bayou. Where is the bayou? New Orleans.
Right? There's several. It's like a thing. It's like...
what's like the definition of bayou? I actually don't even think I know. Isn't it like a gross swampy lake?
When I
think of bayou, like I'm thinking your nails are smothered in like green sludge, basically.
Yeah, no, it's white.
All right, white and shimmery. That's not what I picture when I picture the bayou. See, that what I would think would be like heaven, you know? You call it like little angel.
No, like frosty.
Frosty the snowman.
Like
sure.
Something, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Then they have like seasonal colors that make more sense like that.
Like, let me buy you a drink.
It's genius. Let me buy you a drink. Like, what else would
you? But, like, a bayou isn't white and shimmery. Neither is a drink.
We got to work out. We got to workshop
this. Some drinks
this.
Are. Like a pina colada. A frozen pina colada is white and shimmery.
It's not shimmery.
In the sun.
No, it's, like, white and sludgy.
But it glistens in the sun.
I don't know, guys. I think I need to talk to your friend's dad at OPI.
Well, I wouldn't call her friend. I don't even remember her name.
No, that's so sad that her only memorable quality is the fact that her dad
was... Well, she was in my older sister's cabin because we were split up by ages. And I just had to go spend a lot of time there because my sister was really shy. And so she wasn't like...
She wasn't an immediate friend.
Yeah, so I would just go, like, hang out in there to, like, be with my sister, to hang out with her for a little. And then I would go back and, like, be thriving. I see. On my own.
You were a social butterfly.
Yeah. Always. I had to be the face of me and my sister because she would, like, hide behind my mom anywhere that we went.
Colby was the face of the family.
And so I would get thrown into the mix.
That's
and,
such
like,
a younger sister thing.
For myself. Yeah.
What I gather about youngest siblings is usually they're like, well, just knowing Jack, who's the youngest sibling, he loves like to be heard. Like he loves, because I feel like for so many years he wasn't, because his older siblings, like he was just like trying to be heard. That's just something I've gathered.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, I feel like you're like, when I relate you to my youngest sister, like you guys are kind of the same, honestly.
Oh.
Like
she'd still like... off to fend for herself. Maybe that's why.
Well, actually,
I wasn't
no.
like the baby younger sibling, which actually, like yeah, is another right. trait. Like I feel like I was the last one that I was just like, okay.
Yeah, actually maybe no similarities. Like my youngest sister is literally like the prize of the family.
Yeah.
She's like daddy's little girl, gets whatever she wants. thinks that Amazon is an unlimited spend account and that money isn't real on Amazon.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it sounds gorgeous.
It is until she started spending it on my card.
Have you noticed that Amazon has a feature for some things? And maybe it's just because we live in New York. I don't know. But like, I'll order something. The other day, I ordered headphones.
And it says arrives today.
Oh, yeah. Arrives today between 8 p.m. and 1 a.m.
They have another feature, though, that's like arrives overnight. For who is that beneficial? And you can't change it.
No.
It's really annoying.
I know. There's one. I remember I was trying to order something like really, really non-essential. Like something that I like. An extra toothbrush head for like a month from now, because I don't need it right now, but I'm on my last one kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And it, there was a knock on our door at 2 a.m. and the man was delivered. Yes. Like the freaking alarm or whatever it's called, like the like our little bell sounded at 2 a.m. and Jack thought we were getting robbed. No, it's just my toothbrush head being delivered.
You guys have had a lot of robbery scares as of late.
Yeah.
No, really not at all. I'm not going to lie. I did deadbolt the door last night because Jack's on a business trip.
Colby and I deadbolted the door a fair amount, I would say.
I like always do that. I think you're supposed to.
On random days, though, I'm like, I'm a scared little boy.
I don't know. Our door is like...
I think you're just supposed to do that because I've heard horror stories.
Well, why deadbolt that shit?
Have you seen the new, it's really sad, the Hulu documentary about the girl that was murdered in Philly?
No, but sounds like something I won't be indulging
in. Well, it's a really crazy story. I think her freaking fiance did it. I really do. But it's called...
Did they never find the murderer?
Her name is Ellen Greenberg.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think the title's like, Who Killed Ellen Greenberg or something like that. It's on Hulu. It's like, right when you open Hulu, it'll be like the first thing you see.
Oh, it's popping right now?
And TLDR, she was found, the whole scene was disturbed. It was a botched case. Botched. It's a whole thing. You have to watch it. I don't want to spoil it, but not, that sounds weird because it's like a literal murder, but you know what I mean. But she had like the deadbolt on.
Yeah.
Like, it was part of, like, the scene, and I...
The door was deadbolted.
The door was deadbolted from the inside, and she was stabbed, like, 20 times. But it's interesting because the fiance... Oh, I have
heard about this, because then people called it a suicide.
It was ruled a suicide because, pretty much because of the deadbolt, and because the fiance told everyone it was a suicide.
And which, if you were committing suicide, how would you stab yourself 20 times?
No, she stabbed herself... allegedly in the back of the head and the back of the neck. How do you, if you're gonna, not that I would ever dream of stabbing myself, but if I were, that would not be my first choice. Back of the head.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Sorry, this is graphic first thing in the morning, but I believe.
Did they not think somebody like snuck out the window or something? Like deadbolted the door?
Well, they have cameras and the cameras didn't show anyone else coming in except for her fiance. And the fiance had to, quote, break down the door to get to her. So the door was technically like broken off of its hinges, kind of, or like the
deadbolt was broken. And I guess his DNA would be on her anyway.
Well, the thing is, because they ruled it a suicide, they didn't even swab for DNA. And the freaking building brought in like a cleaning service to clean up everything. So there's no fingerprints, no DNA, no nothing.
It's giving.
It's a mystery.
Karen Reed.
Don't even get us started.
No, it's crazy.
Wait, how they never found out who killed her.
They're going to figure it out. The truth always comes out.
Oh, this is a recent thing.
Truth always comes out. Well, this is like, no, it was like over a decade ago. This is like
over a decade ago.
This is a case that's been like in the news for a while, like just circulating, and they're really putting pressure on Philly, like
to reopen the case.
Yeah, because they fucked up. Like that's city crazy. Fucked up, and the poor parents are just trying to figure out what happened to their daughter. It's crazy. You guys need to watch this. There's way more details than what I just described, but you need to watch it.
They just dug up a body in my town from a murder that happened in like. The 80s or something. Like this kid got beat up with a baseball bat, I think. It was just like never solved. And his dad is really, really old. And I guess just fighting for justice for his son before he dies. And so they dug up the body to like reopen the case. But they must have had new evidence that they were able to find.
Yeah.
To be able to actually dig the body up.
To exhume a body, like, you need a good reason to do that.
40-something years.
Wow, I really hope they figure it out.
I know, it would be crazy.
It was so, like, or it must have been, I guess we were very young when DNA, like, became a thing, like, to be able to, like, find on cases and stuff. But, like, solving all of those cases after so many years because DNA was, existed. What's going to exist? It's so crazy. I stumbled across this Reddit forum yesterday where it was, like, this guy had made a post 13 years ago predicting what was going to happen in the year 2020. Like, what would be... something like it was like 2007 or something. Mm-hmm. They had made this post about like, what are your predictions for the year 2020? And like people were commenting all this stuff and they're like, phone companies won't deliver the phone book anymore. You'll have to request one. Or like, there's just like stuff like that.
Oh my God.
Like GPS will be on your phone.
I guess and that, like, the phone book thing, I guess is true.
Yeah. Like crazy you stuff like that.
Request one.
You definitely could request a phone book. And then there was like other ones.
Do they even maintain phone books? There's no way.
You definitely could get a phone book if you wanted to, I feel like.
Who would be in it? Like,
true, I guess. Would we be in it? No.
Like, who's
it's only like landlines, probably.
Who's keeping businesses. Track of that?
It is so crazy to think about when we were young and you really did have to do that. And we would get a phone book every year with the kids in our school's phone.
Hmm.
Did
yes,
you guys get
yes,
that?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we did.
And it was like almost like a yearbook that there would be a competition for who would win the drawing that was on the cover of the phone book that would get sent out for the whole school.
You're so right. We did have that. And we had something very similar.
It was basically just like printed out paper stapled together.
Just so
together,
if you wanted to, you needed to get a hold of like, you know, someone in your class's parent or something.
We had the drawing thing too, I think.
And I would like highlight all of my best friends' phone numbers, and that's why I still remember so many of them.
You remember a lot of your friends' phone numbers?
Yeah, like their home landline. They're ingrained in my head.
I don't think I remember any of my friends' home landlines from growing up. I feel like I have one number memorized, and it's like Alex's cell phone number.
Of
like,
course it is. Of course it's Alex.
My emergency contact.
You should start memorizing your roommate's phone number over here. Just in case you need her.
My phone number is easy to remember, actually, I think.
I thought you were about to start ripping it off. I was like, production!
Everyone text Colby.
Yeah.
Let's troll her.
Hit my line.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm trying to think what other things that they predicted. I should have screenshotted it.
I thought you were about to tell me something crazy, like somebody just wrote a paragraph that predicted the entire future, and it's completely true.
Well, they kind of did. Everything in the, like, it was like a forum from a long time, or a thread, or whatever it's called, subreddit, sorry, that they had resurfaced recently, and people were like, oh my God, how crazy, they like got it all right.
How did Reddit even exist then?
What do you mean? In 2007?
Oh, 2007.
The internet existed then.
No. Yeah.
The internet like started kind of like when we were born, pretty much, like for civilian use in like 1994. So it's really only existed, it's crazy to think that, like,
it's really wild. My two oldest sisters, they always talk about like cell phones, how people would have phones that it was, I think, called a car phone.
Yeah,
it would like hook up to your, people their age had those, which is like so crazy to think about because they're not that much older than us.
It's weird to think of a world without texting.
They said
that's what's
and it
crazy.
Sounds so fun. Like when they were in high school, they would leave school and be like, okay, we're meeting in the Dunkin' Donuts at parking lot 8:30 to like figure out where they were gonna go, and everybody would just drive to the parking lot, and then they would meet up and be like, okay, so and so's parents aren't home, so let's go there, instead of texting and being like, okay, so and so's having a party tonight.
That's so fun.
Well, it's really crazy because we were kind of like one of the last generations to not really, I mean, like, texting was hard to do during school.
Yeah.
Like, it was hard to do for us.
Yeah.
But now I feel like, first of all, you could text on your laptop now. And I feel like laptops are, like, in high schools now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, so much easier to, like, communicate with your friends. Like, there was, like, hours of the day where we would go without, like, we had to keep our phones in our lockers in middle school. Like, we were, like, it was, like, a enforced thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would go, like, a whole day without talking to our friends. And be like, oh, what did you do today? Like, if we had different lunch periods and stuff.
There's so much more to chat about.
Nowadays, we're so connected.
So connected.
Don't worry, I'm bricked. Right now, I am bricked.
I think so I need to get that. I've been, like, falling into deep TikTok holes.
I haven't, scrolled a lot in a while. So I feel I'm like kind of out of the trends.
Really? Ugh, I'm not. I'm all over this girl's TikTok that got bullied at the homecoming. What else have I been? Oh, and now I get like a ton of remixes all the time, like a lot of EDM remixes to popular songs. Like all the DJs, like the aspiring TikTok DJs, they pop up on my shit all the time.
What You're else supporting small artists.
Yeah.
Don't mind me, supporting small businesses. Them and Girl with the Homecoming Dress.
Girl with the Homecoming Dress. And Corinna. We love Corinna Fulgari.
Oh, don't even get me started on Corinna.
Corinna Fulgari on TikTok. Everyone look her up. Everyone support her. Follow her.
If you don't follow her, you're making a mistake.
We love her.
She just started, what's the thing called? Where you like, Cameo.
I sent that to you.
You did?
Did you see? I sent you the TikTok.
Oh.
Where she announced.
Did you send it to me on TikTok?
Yeah. Do not look on there.
I only look when people send it to me on text.
Fuck. Okay. Good to know. Someone did, someone got a birthday cake with her face on it.
Oh, no.
I'm like, Corinna would love that shit.
She would.
She would eat that up.
I love Corinna. She is so good. She's such,
do you follow her friend or like, you know, the lore of her friend?
Sydney.
Yeah.
Of course I do. I know everything. I know everything about this girl.
I feel so bad for Sydney because Sydney's like clearly so jealous of Corinna.
And I mean, I would be too if my friend was like, popping off TikTok famous. Corinna is so famous.
I just feel sometimes I watch Sydney's and I'm like, oh, I feel so bad for you. She's like, you know, I know everybody made a fan page for Corinna. It'd be really fun if people made a fan page for me too. And I'm like, oh god, I'll make you a fan page, Sydney. I don't want you to feel left out.
I love Sydney too. They're
I don't
such
know her.
An iconic bunch.
Sydney's Corinna's bestie. But then they had some drama because I think they both like the same man.
It happens.
Mm. And then Sydney won the man. They're besties. They're just competitive besties.
You
know?
Fine. It's fine.
But for some reason, I feel like Corinna is actually not competitive, and she's just kind of like, I know I'm the queen, you know?
She's confident.
She's like Regina George. Also, do you ever, like, I'm sure you see the videos where she randomly comes out with, like, the craziest production known to man. Do you see these?
Yeah. She also grinds. She posts, like, 5 videos a day. Here's the thing about being a great gift giver. When you find something truly perfect for everyone on your list, you almost don't want to give it away. That's what happened with my Quince order. Everything's so soft and well-made, I'm seriously tempted to keep it all for myself.
Colby and I were literally just walking to Katie's apartment this morning and talking about how we needed a wool coat, and the first thing that I saw at the top of Quince's website was the Italian wool coat. They're absolutely at the top of my list right now. They look designer, feel luxurious, and are made with premium materials, but like everything at Quince, the price won't make you panic. We're talking way less than what other brands charge.
There are also so many options I can see myself giving a friend or one of my family members, like a scarf or sweater. Find gifts so good you'll want to keep them with Quince. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
You guys know I've been on the go lately. I've been traveling all over the world for work. And when you're on multiple time zones and not sleeping that much, it's hard to make sure that you're focused, productive, and efficient at all hours of the day. The solution that I found recently is Everyday Dose. Everyday Dose combines the delicious coffee you know and love with nootropics and lion's mane that helps with focus and mood improvement.
Everyday Dose is coffee plus benefits. They combine high quality coffee with powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you clean, sustained energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee without the downside. No crash, no jitters, just clean, sustained energy.
And right now for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/matchmade or use code matchmade at checkout.
And then she also goes live. Like she's, I need to take notes. I need to like take notes from her. I need to be posting more.
And she also, her posts are the most random thing ever too. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, just ate a taco. I think I'm going to poop my pants.
One thing about Corinna Fulgari is she will tell you about what's ailing her. Girl is very attuned with her body. There's always something up with her. Like
my favorite is when she took her temperature like 17 times in one video.
You know what? I honestly, when I was younger, I also was like, aggressive about taking my temperature. I was always convinced. Yeah,
I was like, wait, I think I drank water too recently, so my mouth is cold. I need to take it again.
No,
because like, I always wanted to have a fever so I could stay home.
No, I always, and the thing is, like, I'm always just like hoping for like 101 point something. Like, I want results. Like, yeah. Whenever I'm taking my temperature, I'm like, I want there to be something wrong with me that will explain why I feel this way. And so, like, when I genuinely feel like I'm burning up and I take my temperature and it's like a 98.6, I'm like, the thermometer has let me down. So I understand how it feels.
That's what she ran like a 98.0, like 100 times. And she was like, nope, not good enough. Nope, not good enough. Nope, not good enough. She's like, I know I have a fever.
Well,
girlie did not have a fever.
She's just trying to be attuned with her body. I feel the same way. I'm going to get my blood drawn tomorrow for the first time in 6 years.
Oh.
I really hate needles. It like honestly really brings me back to when I had Lyme disease and got my blood drawn like every day for 10 days because they couldn't figure out what was wrong with me.
Wait, it's so funny you just said that because I was talking to Colby yesterday about how all the girlies are getting their blood drawn.
Yeah.
Wasn't I just talking to you about this yesterday?
Yes.
Well, we're getting to that age. I just have unexplained, something's wrong with me and I know it.
Like what?
I just know something's wrong. Like I've been telling Colby about my ailments.
Yeah.
I just, there's so many things. I don't even want to rattle off a list, but like, I think that I have like low iron or something.
Yeah, mainly just feeling depleted.
I feel like my body it feels like such an effort to like literally just get up off the couch. Like my body feels like weak.
Oh.
In a way where it shouldn't, because I'm like eating healthy, I'm exercising, I'm drinking water, I'm getting sleep. I feel like I just need like an extra vitamin or two that like I'm not getting.
Yeah.
But how are you to know what you're not getting unless you get your blood drawn and you see all your levels? I also, of course, have stumbled down a hole of thinking that I have something wrong with my thyroid.
Oh.
Hyperthyroidism. I like think I fit every single thing on the TikTok that people say that you
welcome
like, the symptoms.
To my world.
No, I'm
a terrible place to live.
And then I was like, no, there's just so many things where I'm like, I feel like I, so of course my mother, I told my mom, she caught wind that I felt off.
Oh, Patty's on it.
She goes, go to LabCorp. She sent me a link to like what I need to like,
Panel that you need.
Yes, I bought the women's health panel, which involves like all the usual like blood marker stuff, but then also like thyroid, mm-hmm. like specific things that like women should like be getting checked out. And so I'm going Wednesday morning, and I told Colby, she's my emergency contact, because
I'll be waiting in the wings.
Jack's out of town, and I don't remember how it feels to, like, I think I might pass out.
No, it's not a lot of blood at all. You literally just go like that, and then all this, they like attach the different tubes, and then they're like, okay, all done.
I'm like the most squirmish person ever with blood drawn, and I was getting it done literally so much when I was like really on gay pills.
When you like are doing it a lot, it gets to be easy though.
It never gets easier, but it's
So you're saying it's no big deal, but it also never gets easier? Saying
I'm the most terrified person of needles probably in this planet. Like, I cry every single time I get my blood drawn. And, like, the girls know at the doctor's office. They're like, oh, Adam's coming in. Like, he's about to be a drama king. And I'm like, like, squirming. And it's like, but it's really not that bad, you know? The point of that is that I've gotten it done a million times. It sucks every time at the beginning. But then you get it done, it's not even that bad.
You're so
it's
right.
It's the anticipation.
It's like they take the needle out of your arm and you're like, is it still in? And they're like, it's been out for like a minute.
To be honest, the rubber band they attach to you hurts more than them putting the needle on you.
I forgot about the rubber band.
And like, you just got to like squeeze your hand and then release it and then think about something else. And like, chat with the girl or the man.
It's going to be fine.
Well, I'm just telling myself that this is going to like give me the answers that I need. And I need to figure this out.
Yeah. Get your clarity.
Something is up with me.
Get your clarity, girl.
You got to trust your feelings.
I need to go after you.
Trust your intuition. If you feel like something's up, it probably is.
Yeah.
And you should do something about it.
And you'll get some answers. They'll tell you what's up.
Hopefully. Well, this has been a really riveting conversation.
Maybe people will relate. You never know what people are going to find relatable.
That is true. Maybe everyone else follows Corinna as well.
I guarantee a lot of the girlies.
I feel like everyone knows Corinna.
I think everybody knows Corinna for sure.
Corinna Fulgari. Everyone, look her up.
She's actually like the pinnacle of influencers. Like, the girl has done it correct.
She's consistent.
She was at like 20,000 or 10,000 followers, I feel like, when she first came across my desk.
Adam, are you going to post on TikTok again? You had such a good run.
I know.
You had such a good influencer run.
I've been
run.
Thinking about it a lot lately, but...
What's holding you back? You too, Colb. You did
like,
your vlogs during COVID.
I did.
I know, and Colby's blowing up too. We have
back in the day.
We have the foundation to do it. Like, we live in a stunning apartment now.
You guys have, like, you've roommate content. You have, like, such a content angle that you should be exploring.
I know. I think I'm just such a perfectionist, and TikTok is such, like, an imperfect place. Yeah. And so I feel like when I even used to do my, like, daily vlogs that I was doing, that actually ended up getting some traction, I was spending so much time editing them because I was, like, the smallest little details would set me off. Yeah. And then it was just like being too much. Like, it's hard to keep up daily vlogs when you're a perfectionist.
The TikTok videos that like grasp my, like, though, just don't even pique my interest anymore. It's like somebody on the couch, like with three chins and a face mask, like telling a story. I'm like, what do you have to say?
Yeah. It's really a casual app these days, which I also feel like personally, I'm not, my content style isn't as casual as it needs to be for TikTok.
Yeah.
I need to get better at that. Like just posting and being like, I also like will watch it a few times. If I'm doing a talking video specifically, I'll watch it a few times and I'm like, that was literally like, that's dumb. People are going to waste their time watching this. So I convince myself not to post things as well.
Was I looking at, I'm having a breakdown. What am I saying? I saw this thing, last night that was basically like, I think you reposted it, actually. It was a video on TikTok, and it was this girl saying, or who started a business. I think it was Odd Muse. But she said something about how you...
Maybe I'll remember. Keep talking.
...are, like, an extremely self-centered person if you feel like anybody's going to care about what you're doing when you're, like, starting something on your own.
Basically. Oh, I did repost that.
Do you know what I'm talking about? That's not the line, but it's...
I totally know what you're talking about. And when I heard when she described it as being, like, self-centered, I was like, wow, it's so true. Like, if you are, like, obsessed...
Oh, here it is.
With perfection, it's like you are obsessed with... People care
so much about me.
People, yeah, like people don't care as much.
Oh, this is it. Imagine being so self-centered that you're embarrassed.
Yes.
The number of people who died of embarrassment is zero. And she's talking about like...
Is she in the car?
Oh, I heard you say that. I heard this video.
Yes. That's not Odd Muse.
No, you're right. It's not.
It's just a girl...
Oh, no, she started Happy Medium.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, I didn't even put that together.
Yeah, she started Happy Medium, her co-founder.
Yes.
And she was talking about how when she first started Happy Medium, basically, like, they had no customers. Like, they would have two people come into the entire store, like, over an entire weekend, basically. But she was like, I so believe in this concept, her and her co-founder. And
what's the line again?
Imagine being so... hold on. Sorry.
Self-centered embarrassed.
Yeah. Imagine being so self-centered that you're embarrassed.
I'm always embarrassed.
And then the number of people who died of embarrassment is zero.
Embarrassment is a choice.
It's basically, that was the other part. The number of people who have died of embarrassment is zero, but the number of people who have died not like chasing their dreams or doing something that scared them or like starting something that they had an idea for is probably like multiple hundreds of millions, basically.
Wow. Yeah, that's deep. I did repost that. I forgot almost that I did that.
But I saw that you reposted it and I was like, wow, this is actually such like a nice reminder. And that just goes about posting, starting something.
You guys need to post.
I know. Maybe we will. But then I'm like, ugh, what do I even post? Like, what is our content? But then our content is just like
true
us existing.
Yeah.
Our content could be Colby and I arguing about the chair.
You don't really need to have a niche. Like, you don't, people say you do, but you really, I don't think you do.
But Adam, I think you're seeing my point. When we brought in the table and you were like, where are we going to put that?
I did say that. Yeah. We got a table.
Wait.
Did we talk about this?
Hello?
We got a table.
You got a dining table?
Yeah.
When? But we don't have chairs yet.
Last week.
Why did you not tell me?
It was very last minute. Yeah, it was like
literally was like...
Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got it on Facebook.
We went to the depths of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
A place I've never heard of before.
Yep.
Where was it again?
Crown Heights.
Yeah.
Oh, people live there.
I can't believe
we saw it.
I can't believe you didn't send me a photo.
We.
I feel very involved.
Well, it's just in a corner, like out of the way right now.
It's literally become our package table. We're stacking packages on top of it, but it's actually a really cute.
We have a table.
It's a West Elm circular table.
Oh, gorgeous!
It's very pretty.
So, how many chairs can you fit?
I actually found it when we were here. I found us a table.
Oh, she's gorge.
She's cute.
You can fit like four chairs around that, huh?
Two? Yeah. So technically you can put three chairs under it because it is three.
Oh, little like gaps underneath it. Yeah.
But you can technically like fit four around it.
Wait, that's great.
So I think what we would do is get like four, maybe like foldable chairs or a fourth that can be put somewhere else, like either like stored in our rooms or something.
Put it in your closet.
Yeah, exactly. And then three would be like around the dining table. But we haven't figured out where the dining table is going to go. Colby like wants it in the middle of the room, but I'm still searching for that vision.
I thought that was the initial vision when you guys moved in. You were like,
I always thought it was going to be closer to the wall. Not against the wall, but like,
yeah,
closer to the wall.
But
then why would we have a mirror there?
Because the mirror would be like above the table, like mounted. Because I envision like a mirror below where the skylight
is. I need a sketch. I need to see a sketch.
But that would be off center.
The mirror.
Yeah.
Everyone listening, we will keep you abreast and where the table ends up. But right now,
people have been asking us for an apartment tour. I mean, I don't know if people DM you about it, but people have been DMing me and asking for an apartment tour.
Well, yeah, because the people listening are like, what the fuck are you talking about?
People have no idea what we're talking
about. They've not, like, I mean, you guys post like stories here and there.
Maybe that can be your entry video to TikTok.
That's your entry to TikTok. You should make an account, Colby and Adam. @ColbyandAdam.
We can be like that gay and girl duo.
Yeah, what's stopping you?
The one in Brooklyn, the one that I matched with on Tinder.
What's holding you back?
Embarrassment. Just kidding. It's not embarrassment. It's more so like, I don't even know.
Fear of failing.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
You know?
I get that.
You've been good at it lately, though. You've been like posting a lot on TikTok, I feel like.
I've been forcing myself. I feel like a major flop every time I post, but I'm really trying.
I feel like your videos have been doing really well.
They're doing
and
okay.
And I like them. I see your videos and I'm like, hell yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much. I'm trying.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Thanks so much.
You're so welcome.
How about we answer a question? Okay, let's help this girl out.
Help the girly.
Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. Please help. Here's my situation. I've been going to a small PT office while training for the New York City Marathon, and there's one therapist there, let's call him Dr. McSteamy, who is seriously hot. Thanks to one of his nosy but helpful elderly clients, I just found out that he's single. After she left, it was just four of us left in the office, and the conversation turned to dating stories. When he said that the only people who've asked him out at work are elderly clients trying to set him up with their granddaughters, I swear he looked at me the whole time he said it.
Oh.
The problem is, I only have a few weeks left, and in this tiny office, everyone hears everything. So do I? She's like trying to figure out a way to like ask him out or something. Number one, pull a middle school move and have my PT ask if he's interested in me. Number two, leave my number behind on my last day or hand it to him directly and hope I don't trip over a foam roller and turn beet red on my way out. What would you do? Thanks. I love the podcast and I'm a day one listener.
Aww.
Other helpful information. I'm 28 and he's 31, so a good age range. Found out that he's divorced and wants to make sure he gets it right this time. He gives off very golden retriever energy. He's the only male PT in the office, so all women, especially the elderly, love him. Apparently, they've all talked about me and said I'm one of their favorite clients, so at least I wouldn't be completely embarrassed if he doesn't even know who I am. So I think that you should just leave your number behind on the last day.
Well, wait.
Or I think she could also be like, would love to stay in touch.
Yeah, I think she should do it like on her way out.
Well, wait, so she's a client of the PT?
She's a client until the marathon, which is like literally in
got
3 weeks.
Got it.
She like only has a few weeks left of like going to this place regularly. But I think she should leave her number behind on the last day. Like that's so...
I completely agree.
And then you could invite him to like your marathon party or something.
Oh my God, you should so invite him to your marathon party.
You should be like, I'd love to stay in touch.
Here's my number.
Yeah.
You know what to do.
Slutty.
What do you think?
I agree. I think leave the number on the thing and invite him to your marathon party.
Well, then she won't have his number. So she has to, unless he texts her.
Well, that's good. I think you should be like,
you'll know.
She should be like, would love for you to come to my marathon party. Here's my number. Let me know. And then if he's interested, he'll text her.
Yeah. So I think you should hand it to him directly to answer her third bullet here. Hand it to him directly on your last day and be like,
that's forward.
I think you should do it, girl.
What do you have to lose?
Fortune favors the bold.
Just like whip your phone out and be like, give me your number so I can invite you to my party. And then you have his number and you can text him.
Well, if she's not having a party, then what?
Then be like, I want to send you my results from the race.
Well, don't you have like a bib number?
Yeah.
Say like, give me your number and I'll text you my bib number so you can track me.
I think she should just leave her number on a paper and like give it to one of the female PTs to give to him. I just had a spasm.
I don't know why that made me laugh. I think that's a great... Wait, this is so fun. You need to keep us abreast on what happens.
I feel like they're going to end up together.
This is so fun. I love a golden retriever energy 31-year-old.
Every time anybody says golden retriever, I think of Ryan.
Ryan is a golden retriever. Yeah.
He's literally the human embodiment of a golden retriever.
I think Danielle would support that. But I don't see her as being a black cat. You know how it's like the golden retriever and black cat?
Yeah.
They're like...
I think they're two golden retrievers.
Yeah. Danielle and Ryan are both golden retriever.
They're energy. Like the perfect golden retriever couple.
Absolutely.
When I think of like two majestic golden retrievers like bouncing in the wind down a field, like I'm like, yep, that's Danielle Ryan. I don't know. Literally anytime somebody says golden retriever energy, I'm like, Ryan.
Oh, for sure.
Like, he's, like, literally the first thing I think of.
For sure. I think there should be another dog breed involved in this metaphor, though, because, like, I feel like, because golden retriever, but there's, like, every dog breed has, like, a different thing they're known for. I think we need to have, like, we need to expand the metaphor.
Yeah, no, we definitely do.
Because, like, I don't see myself as a golden retriever, but I also don't see myself as a black cat.
I don't know what I am.
Like, there needs to be a middle ground. What about, like, a French poodle?
A dachshund?
Dachshund. Dachshund. That's how Jack says
it. Didn't we talk about this on the podcast at some point?
Yes, dachshund is like like the British people say that. You can
say it either way, apparently.
I used to say dachshund, for sure.
But yeah, I think like a lot of people used to say that before they ever said it. I literally thought
the dachshund and dachshund were two different dogs.
I could see that.
Like, it's like how I thought Arkansas and Arkansas were two separate states.
Yeah, true. I do remember that.
That was
those were tough. The days.
Dachshunds are really having a moment right now. I feel like everyone and their has mother, a
long-haired dachshund.
Everyone and their mother has a dachshund.
Yeah, people love the dachshunds. And multiple. People get like a lot of dachshunds.
Well, and I've just seen them like, I mean, online, like a lot of the girlies on TikTok have dachshunds, but then also like just on the streets, I'm seeing a lot of little wiener dogs around here.
It's a lot of little wiener dogs.
I
mean, they're
so cute. I totally understand. Why? For sure. I get the hype.
Wait, speaking of Danielle, from whatever we were just talking about, did I tell you about the mirrors that I got from her?
Yeah. I know you got her mirrors, the ones that were next to her bed.
Did I talk about it on the podcast? I don't think I did.
I don't think so. Fill them in.
So Danielle's thing is she'll like try to sell the furniture, and then if she can't sell it, she texts me and she's like, furniture dumpster, it's time for you to come collect your pieces.
Because you'll never say no to that. Because
I never say no to furniture. Especially if it's free.
If it's free, you'll take it.
100%. And so Danielle's been like texting me to get these mirrors for weeks, basically, because I told her I would take them like forever ago. And then finally last week she texted me and she's like, Mr. Harrison, it's time for you to collect these damn mirrors.
Yeah, fair
and
enough.
And so I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'd been traveling objectively, so it's like kind of my fault, but still. I go to get the mirrors. I'm at her apartment. She shows me the mirrors and I'm like, oh my God, these mirrors are beautiful, but like way bigger than I thought they were going to be honest. And I was super excited about them because then I was like, wow, it's honestly better that they're bigger. I go to pick up one of these mirrors. Mind you, I biked to go to Danielle's apartment. I was planning on like taking these mirrors on the subway. It's these two mirrors, whatever. These mirrors are like etched in metal.
They're around heavy. Them.
They have to be like over 100 pounds each. Mm-hmm. And Danielle was like, honestly, like it was her and Delaney. Delaney was like, I had no idea how you were going to bike these mirrors back. And I was like, honestly, I was planning on just walking. And then I picked one of them up, literally over 100 pounds, this mirror. And I'm like, oh, fuck, okay. Like, I was like, no big deal. Like, I'm just going to call an Uber.
How are you going to bike with them, even if they were light?
No, I wasn't going to bike with them. I was always either going to walk with them or take the subway.
Like, what are you going to do, unicycle? Uber. Like, you're not going to hold the handlebars?
Or I was just going to make Colby, like, come with me at one point. But I was like, like, I have time. I'll just, like, go grab the mirrors. And it's two of them. And they're the exact same size. And they're massive.
Are they? They're like oval shape.
They're an oval shape.
They're gorgeous.
They're like etched in like 2 inches of metal surrounding the entire thing. I honestly thought it was like a light wood at first. I didn't know that it was like etched in
steel,
wrought iron, basically.
They're bougie.
And I pick up one of these mirrors and I'm like, holy fuck, like this is a very heavy mirror. And Danielle's like, are you sure you're gonna be able to carry those? And I'm like, yeah, 100%. Like, let's just like stack them under my arm. I'm carrying these two mirrors. I somehow get them in the Uber. I get back to our apartment. Mind you, Colby and I have 5 flights of stairs to get up to our apartment. I'm like, get into the apartment. I basically collapse on the floor. Colby's like, holy shit, I had no idea these mirrors are that big. I'm like, like after carrying these two giant mirrors,
so where up are you the gonna put stairs. Them?
Adam now has 4 mirrors in his room.
That does not surprise me. Mirrors on every surface in Adam Harrison's bedroom.
I now have a free mirror that I got from you years ago.
A free mirror from me.
A free mirror from Colby.
That mirror from all those years ago that I gave you, like literally 5 years ago, you still have?
Correct.
Oh my God.
Yep.
That's a relic.
There's literally four free mirrors from the girls in my bedroom at this point.
Wow. You're going to bring someone home. They're going to be like, Jesus, you like yourself a lot. You like looking at yourself from every angle.
I have them in like all kinds of angles. So like as I'm walking throughout my bedroom, I can just, you know, see myself
catch,
in a look.
Catch a look.
Catch a look.
Catch a glimpse.
Exactly.
Well, you're not supposed to put a mirror across from your bed. It's bad luck.
No, I know that. So if you can see yourself in a mirror in your bed, bad juju. So definitely you cannot see yourself in
which
a mirror.
Which I really hate because honestly, like I would love to put a mirror over my dresser in the bedroom. I think it would look really nice. Mm-hmm. But I don't want... It's not worth the bad juju.
Yeah, no, you can't have the vibes.
It's not worth it.
It's more so like if you're sitting in your bed, you can't see yourself in the mirror.
I see.
Yeah. It's the rule.
But what about all those freaky people that put mirrors above their beds? You know, people do that.
I'm telling you, bad spirits in those rooms, for sure. That's those real bad juju.
Some Diddy Toss thing. He definitely had those.
He's a freak.
No, he did. Those are weird. It might be all we had time for.
I think that was a solid run.
It was a solid run for the girls
solid
this week.
Solid run.
A solid run, just like my run up the stairs with two 400-pound mirrors.
There's no way you ran up the stairs with those.
I literally had to pause at each at each stairwell.
Landing.
I was like, holy fuck, because I was carrying both of them at the same time also. I had a pump. I was sore the next day, honestly.
That was arm day?
That was your workout.
It was crazy, guys.
Probably good for your lats,
I was gonna pass
too.
Out.
Good for your lats.
I bring them into the apartment, and Colby's like trying to speak to me, and I'm like...
I literally was like, oh my God, where are you putting those?
I was like, they'll find a home. Don't worry. They'll find a home. They will find a home. With that, girls, it's been fun. Until next time, love ya, see ya. Is that what I normally say?
I think you just added something.
You just like put on a what is that telemarketer voice?
You also just looked
or
at
like
me
a radio voice.
Dead in the eyes. You're staring at me while you say it.
Katie's like kind of my default to look at. I don't know why. I think Colby has a giant pole in front of her face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So like whenever I'm like anchoring.
It's just me.
Like I'll look at Colby when she's talking, but when I'm talking, for some reason, I feel like it's easier to look at you. Also just the way my body's angled.
No, I know I'm easy on the eyes. Yeah. I know.
Because if I like have my legs swung the other direction, then it's like...
Yeah.
You know?
Well, maybe you're doing school picture day.
Maybe we'll move into the green room. I'm thinking of investing in different rigs for our microphones.
I love that. I think we should.
Because I think I can set it up. Right now, with our current equipment, we could not fit in there.
No.
But
this can be our foray into video.
I'm thinking of...
It's kind of a beautiful room.
I'm thinking of it. We just need to get, like, lighting and...
And an assistant.
And cameras that... record
this
longer
is the never-ending conversation.
We talked about this for literally over 3 years.
In case anyone's curious,
we're working
lack of
on
video it. Is our differentiator.
Yeah, we're different. You don't know what we look like right now.
That's true.
We're mysterious.
Okay, now for me to ramp it out. It's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Wow, that was a long-winded ending, huh?
Well, at first I was like, that's not what I normally say. And
you glitched.
I did glitch. I've been glitching a lot this
episode.
You're
like, what's going on?